This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Camila Cabello revealed that her latest hit, I Have Questions, was about her breakup with Fifth Harmony. The 20-year-old said, quote, "It wasn't a love relationship. It was like a friendship that I had. It was a really low point in my life, and that song changed my life because it was the first time I could talk about that kind of pain I was experiencing," unquote. She couldn't write another song for 6 months after that. Yeah, but why did she let her bandmates know that she was leaving the band by text? We're sure they were in some pain, too. In more Fifth Harmony news, member Lauren Jauregui and Halsey's recent collaboration, Strangers, it's about two chicks having the hots for each other. But they were both into one dude this past weekend, Don Julio, as in tequila. The duo let loose at Miami's LIV nightclub, rolling in with a bunch of girlfriends and ordered up a storm, partying until 4 a.m. The total booze tab was $5,000. As for which singer paid, well, we're told Halsey picked up the tab after she picked herself up off the floor. Oscar winner Sandra Bullock got another restraining order against Joshua Corbett, the same stalker who broke into her home in 2014 with the intent to sexually assault her. Joshua only received a sentence of 5 years probation then and an order to enter an inpatient mental health center. The sentence was light, considering a troubling notebook was found on Corbett at the time of the arrest, containing notes about different disturbing sexual acts. Not to mention, 24 illegal firearms, including machine guns, assault rifles, and explosive devices, were discovered at the culprit's home. And now he's back. Scary. Wow, pop star Kesha got rejected in a big way when she approached comedian Jerry Seinfeld on the red carpet at the David Lynch Foundation's National Night of Laughter and Song. The singer asked Jerry for a hug, only to be denied three times. A video of the awkward moment almost immediately went viral. "I'm 63, I don't know every pop star," Seinfeld said. He confirmed that he's not a huge fan of hugs, at least not when it's with a total stranger. Seinfeld said, quote, "She was very nice about it. We laughed about it," unquote. Did the pop star ever get her hug? Nope. Taylor Swift has made her entire back catalog available on streaming services like Spotify. The move marks a significant change for the singer, who pulled her music from Spotify just days ahead of 1989's release, claiming its model devalued an artist's work. Fast forward to June of 2017, and the pop singer has had a change of heart on streaming. It's all time to celebrate 1989, selling more than 10 million units worldwide, and the milestone announcement from the RIAA of her shifting 100 million song units. Congrats! ABC's reality show Bachelor in Paradise was shut down after a producer complained about two contestants getting extremely sexual in a swimming pool. Contestants DeMario Jackson and Corinne Olympios met at the bar, the alcohol was flowing, and the cameras were rolling. They got into the pool, took off their clothes, started making out, and then things really heated up, with DeMario saying he only stopped because he couldn't engage in sex due to all the alcohol he had drank. Warner Brothers released the entire cast 2 days later while they investigate. Ouch. Mel B's estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte, continues to make noise. He complained to a judge that photographers were getting shots of his daughter during his monitored visits, but his plea to change the location for those visits was shot down. The judge decided to keep things status quo after he presented photos of their 5-year-old daughter, Madison, hiding her face. The judge felt the pics weren't enough evidence the child was being harmed, though. Later this month, he's going to try to convince a judge that he needs emergency spousal support because he's been sleeping on friends' couches. Ugh. While we admit we recently criticized the Tom Cruise reboot of The Mummy, it's become his biggest film ever in China. The movie opened to $18.7 million last Friday, the biggest first day for a Cruise movie in China. The Mummy generated $20.5 million from more than 33 other international markets. But China? What were you thinking? Demi Moore has fired back at the family of the man who drowned in her swimming pool, claiming his own negligence caused his death. The family of Adenilson Vaye claims he was left alone in her backyard after Demi's caretaker threw a small party and everyone but he left. They say a rock was dangerously placed near the pool and Vaye, who couldn't swim, tripped, fell in, and drowned. Demi says it was his fault because he didn't see the rock in plain sight. Well, we'll keep you posted. The old and new guards of Hollywood turned out in force for the AFI Life Achievement Award ceremony honoring Diane Keaton at the Dolby Theater. Even Woody Allen made a rare LA appearance to present Keaton with the award. If you recall, Keaton starred in Allen's classic Annie Hall. Martin Short and Steve Martin kicked off the evening with a song routine at a grand piano. Other guests included Jane Fonda, Sarah Silverman, Meryl Streep, and Morgan Freeman. The longtime LA estate of pioneering filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille sold for a record-shattering $24.5 million. The new owner is rumored to be Angelina Jolie. The sky-high sale price is more than double the previous record for the highest amount ever paid for a single-family home in the Los Feliz area. That was the Spanish colonial revival-style mansion Talking Dead host Chris Hardwick snatched up last year for $11 million. Wow. The Trash Bin. Rapper Lil Wayne punched a security guard in the face last year at the BET Music Awards after party. Now, that security guard is suing Wayne for a hate crime. Supposedly, Wayne and his crew got crazy, and the guard felt physically threatened before the rapper reportedly punched him, threw a drink at him, and said, quote, F you, white boy. Lil Wayne is denying the whole thing happened, but there's a little thing called cameras.
The news wrap-up.
Sirius XM has announced it's going to invest $480 million in the streaming service Pandora. Netflix shareholders have voted to allow outside board nominations and limit directors to one-year terms. Apple Music could lead to Apple spending $10 billion annually on content. Ethereum hit another record high with Bitcoin and is now up over 5,000% since the start of the year.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Cars number 3 drives its way to the top.
The number one album.
Katy Perry's Witness is the new number one album.
The number one app.
Oh yeah, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition back at number one.
The number one fiction book.
John Grisham's Camino Island is the most popular book in the U.S.
Superstar DJ David Guetta has had a bunch of hit songs, including Where Them Girls At, Little Bad Girl, Without You, Titanium, and Turn Me On. He's among the first DJs to get into the EDM scene and is known as the grandfather of EDM. Guetta has sold over 9 million albums and 30 million singles worldwide. His latest collaboration is with Justin Bieber, and it's going to be another smash. Here's David and Justin with the Song of the Week. To you.
When it comes to you, there's no crime. Let's take both of our souls and intertwine. When it comes to you, don't be blind. Watch me speak from my heart. When it comes to to share that.
David Guetta featuring Justin Bieber with the song of the week, To You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.